Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm assuming we're on the air. It's Tuesday morning. I don't know the date. Do you think we, like, it's radio shows. There's radio shows that, like, give out the date every day.
Yeah.
We don't need to do that, right?
Nah.
I mean, we should know what day it is.
I mean, I don't know the date, but I know it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday going up on a Tuesday. Whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah. What was his name?
Makonnen.
Oh, yeah, Makonnen.
Yeah. Makonnen.
Yeah. Haile Selassie, then.
I mean, namesake.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
About it.
True.
Got the name.
He got the name.
But listen, man, we are called Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, Shawnee Culture and Cast One, Griff, Rasan, King Louis, DJ John, the squad. Ready to get y'all some info. Giggle and talk some ish. You know what we do. You know what I'm saying? We also trying to run down a list of the top 50 greatest hip-hop songs of all time. It's going okay. It hasn't turned into complete chaos and bedlam yet. However, you can go to hot97.com/top50 and you can vote. The current...
status?
Well, okay. The current entries I was going to go with.
Okay, okay.
Into the top 50 are Triumph Wu-Tang, mm-hmm. Nas If I Ruled the World, Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full, and Slick Children. Rick Children's
yeah.
Story.
Yeah.
I think those are all great submissions.
Yes.
Nas is a bit, you know, people are like, ain't my favorite Nas, you right. know what I mean? Which you could blame me for that. You could blame me for that. I threw that up because I knew people would vote for it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Same way, you know, Shawnee threw up Children's Story because he knew people would vote for it.
Well, Rosenberg threw up Children's Story. I did
Children's
Pay the Full.
Story, yeah, you did
but
Pay
the
Full.
But for the same reasons.
Yeah, you wasn't going to do Follow the Leader.
Nah, because I would definitely
and I
have
definitely
put that
wanted
in.
To.
Or Microphone Fiend.
Or Know the Ledge.
Yeah, but I know, you know what I'm saying, this is the one that stands the test of time. It still hits the
yep,
club. This
exactly,
is
going to
get the votes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and every now and then we sneak in some that we love, but for the most part, we got to put in some that are just... That we know
people want. But, you know, Laura threw up Miss Fat Booty.
Fire.
You know, Shawnee threw up Dead Prez. Bigger than hip hop.
Exactly. Just cause.
You know what I'm saying? I'd have put up that Mind Sex or, you know, or W4. You know what I mean? I might have put up These Schools Don't Teach Us Ish.
What?
You know what I'm saying? But y'all wouldn't have voted for that. Y'all ain't on that type of time.
That's
on hot97.com/top50.
That's right. So when I said status, I thought where you were going was the Biggie last week. Do we know the
I
status
see,
of that?
I hadn't got to those digits yet.
Gotcha.
Are you looking at it right now? You know what's leading?
No. I wish. I didn't get a chance
to
check.
I can tell you right now, sir.
Okay, yeah.
If you go to hot97.com/top50 and you vote. Wait, how come mine is still showing... an old list. What's happening here? Okay, here we go.
Because that was difficult.
Wait, no, it's still not showing. Wait, what's going on this site, man? Yo, why we got so many advertisements on the site, man? Can't even find nothing on here. Vote that was, above.
That was definitely a
How come the voting
one.
Ain't loading?
All right. Well.
Huh? Me computers All can't right. do it either.
So we're having All a little glitch.
Oh, boo, raggedy, ghetto.
So raggedy.
All Biggie wins, right?
It was all Biggie last week on Biggie Day. Mm-hmm. And we can't even, where's the digital people?
Right. They
Waking
still,
up.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get
trash,
this fixed.
Trash. Traca. Y'all screwing up. Basura. Y'all screwing up it on the Biggie votes? All right, we'll circle back. On the line right now, it's time for Shenanigan Time. Luke and Rosanna. Rosanna. That's not the song. That's Joanna.
Joanna.
Rosanna, what's going on?
Hi.
Roseanne, Rosanna, Thana, Thana. And Luke, how are you?
Good. I'm excited to be on with you guys.
Oh, Rosanna, well, we're excited to have you. Sorry. Luke, how are you?
Good, man, good. Just called out of work today, so it's a good day.
Yeah, why'd you call out? Why'd you? What's your excuse? Maybe others should use it.
Because the drive home is going to be all messed up, and I'm not.
Yeah, that's right. They talking snow and ting.
Yeah. I don't want to drive to the Bronx and then have to drive home in crappy weather on the LA.
Ah, yeah, man. Safety first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they say today is a 90% chance of snow. It's raining right now. Some winds will pick up, and then around noon it's supposed to start snowing.
Yeah.
All the way until like 8 o'clock tonight.
I mean, it's a good excuse. You know, you could always use acts of God. Isn't that tied into most contracts?
What?
Acts of God.
Yeah, like
that's like a concert. Like, if an act of God, you can't get your money back. That's right. What you're saying.
Right. So, you know, you say, look, God is in, he's active today, so can't come into work.
God, he. You sure it's a he? Anyway, no. Rosanna, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura, I need those tickets. I'm going to go with Laura.
Oh, the pressure.
60 seconds on the clock. Rosanna trying to go to Atlantic City.
That's right.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? To get litty. Maybe whip out a, never mind. 6 seconds on the clock. Shining with the questions.
That's
Let's
right.
play Laura Never Lose.
All right, here we go. Who does Michael B. Jordan consider?
Laura.
Ebro.
Michael B. Jordan considers Drake.
Just said, bro, facts.
The greatest rapper of all time.
I don't know why he does, but he said he want to fight.
But
for
he said Hov too. That's that was a trolly little statement. He said Hov's in it.
Which
too.
U.S. state has the most electoral votes?
Laura.
I'm gonna go with California.
That's a fact. Okay. Who is being sued by
Ebro.
His ex? Ebro. Oh.
Sued by his ex. That's Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all.
30 million. That's facts. What does a funambulist walk on?
Laura. I think I know this.
Funambulist.
Three. It's like circus.
Two.
I think it's a tightrope.
Tightrope is correct.
Okay.
Tie game.
Okay.
Who is developing a show for Paramount? Laura.
Who is developing a show for Paramount?
Three. Two.
50 Laura. Cent?
Correct. Which president appears on the $2
bill? Ebro.
Laura.
$2 bill. Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson is correct.
Laura wins. Oh! Yeah, she didn't even think she won.
I got
she
you.
Didn't even think she won because she knew she was late on them calls and y'all was cheating. She was like, "Oh wow, I won.
Okay,
if that's what y'all saying,
hug
all right."
L.
She didn't
Rosanna,
even realize.
You got that ticket.
Tripping and stumbling to a W.
Yes,
favoritism,
Rosanna.
I say. Sexism, even.
It's not true.
Congratulations. Oh, have so much fun.
It might even be ageism. It might be all the isms.
It's no isms. It's just lost.
It might be all the isms.
Is there a lostism? Because it's
Ebro,
just you lost.
Let's celebrate Rosanna.
Rosanna, I love you.
I'm so excited. I know that my husband and my friend Camille are listening. So,
hey, guys. Rosanna's going to Atlantic City without y'all. Ow!
Yes, sir. Waking up the whole house.
Rosanna Thana.
Fire.
Hang on one second. We got to get some info.
Thank you.
On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Wow. This is going to be interesting. I'll let you know who else is exploring this opportunity to purchase a BET. Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
Rosanna Dana.
Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Exactly what it is.
Does Drake do that song on tour?
How would he not?
Well, because Future won't be there and Timbs won't be there. It'll just be 21.
You mean, or does he just do all 21 stuff? No, right?
Well, he'd do his solo joint or little snippets of things. Maybe those, like, just his part of that song.
I mean, it was his biggest song of the last couple of years, no?
But it's technically Future's song. It's on Future's album.
Listen, I can't tell you, but I was...
Well, then why are you answering then?
Most people would, though. Most people would do their feature from the biggest song they've had in the last...
Why are you answering? And is Tim's going to wear the dress that blocked everybody's view at the Oscars?
Yes, and they will show her via satellite.
Yeah. Shawnee, why'd you love it?
Because it's what a queen is supposed to wear. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stand down. It's what it is.
I mean, that sounds good and everything.
I know.
And I'm here for it, for the internet fodder. But if you were sitting behind her, that wouldn't be your response.
True, this is true. But who was...
Shawnee, you would be like, really, fam? That's the...
Imagine
she thought
your
she was
son.
Going to the Met Gala.
Imagine your son being nominated for his first Oscar. You're sitting behind.
And remember, and in that room, you're talking about an international music artist. It's not even someone from... people were like, who is this?
Who is this, right? Well, so it worked. If that was the goal, because who is Tim's? Now we know.
Well, yeah, maybe that was her goal. Let me go in here and piss some people off.
Right.
get on their radar.
Get on the radar. Shout out to Africa.
Watch, they probably put up a picture of her. She is uninvited.
No.
You know, like when you get busted stealing from a store, and then they put your picture up in the back room, and they look for you.
It's like, who is this person? Put a picture on the wall.
Yo, put a picture on the wall. Make sure she don't get invited back. Let's go to Flashing Lights with Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
All right. So Variety is reporting that sources close to Diddy say that he's exploring the opportunity to purchase BET.
Wait, I thought Tyler Perry was doing it.
He is too. He is too. And Byron Allen. They're saying as part of his strategy to build a black-owned global media powerhouse. So, I mean, look, these are all like maybes, could've, rumors. You know what I mean? So we'll see.
Based on what we know today about these three individuals, I think...
Byron Allen and
Tyler Perry are probably the best choices.
Mm-hmm. Shawnee and I were discussing it behind the scenes, and I said, I feel like Tyler Perry would be the, yeah.
Well, I don't, the reason I say Byron Allen is because Byron Allen has been a business executive running television stations.
And owns a lot of stations already.
And owns television already. Not, it's not a knock to Diddy. Diddy's been a music executive and obviously an executive in entrepreneurialism. But I don't, you know, Tyler Perry runs a movie studio and creates visual media for a living. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would say that those two individuals know what this medium is the best.
Well, certainly there's probably people out there who could answer for us. How has Diddy done with Revolt?
Right, that was the conversation we had.
Yeah, because I don't know. I really don't know.
He has Nori Drink Champs and Miami Young Miami's Carisha Please,
and that's on the channel. I only see it on social media, so I wouldn't know what's on the actual channel.
Yeah, it's on Revolt. We only see the social media clips, but then Tyler Perry has also shows on BET that he does, but he does more original content. You know what I mean?
Which BET needs.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a job for Byron Allen and Tyler Perry together. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Byron to be the executive, Tyler to help with the creative.
Right.
Not mad at it.
Doubt that's what's going to happen, but you know what I'm saying? That's our take here at Ebro in the Morning.
Why are they selling, though?
Well, no. They're buying it, so it's owned CBS and Paramount own it as a part of the Viacom situation. I don't know if they're selling it or these individuals are saying, hey, we want it. I don't know if it was actually up for sale or they were just saying, hey, let's uncouple this from the whole MTV, Viacom, VH1 stuff and we want to take it and do our own thing with it. Here's the challenge, and this is another reason why maybe Byron Allen is the best bet for this, is because to make it profitable, a profitable business, you have to have an advertising network to get ads across BET and actually make money with BET, unless it's going to be like a subscription base type of thing, like an app, you know, BET Plus, which they have. Byron Allen, with all of his TV stations, we would be able to bundle BET and get ad dollars as a advertising bundle. I think, I don't know what Tyler Perry's advertising prowess would actually be. But, I mean, obviously they got enough money to bankroll it, but I'm sure they don't want to just spend money and not make money back.
Right.
That's not smart business.
Right, right, right. All right, that's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:02, a high of 37 degrees. They're saying a little snow throughout the day and alternate side parking is in effect.
Well, I don't know if it's a little snow. We had one of the FOTS calling earlier. He took the day off work. Luke, shout to Luke. Mm-hmm. Luke was like, look, I called my company. He was like, fam, I can't be driving today.
You know, so, when Luke says it, you know what that means.
I mean, everybody else should be calling in, too.
It's a fish.
You know what I mean?
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Getting to know yourself could be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Getting a new job, moving into a new environment, or just life hitting hard, you need somebody to talk to. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who could take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Ebro to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Ebro.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So, you know, I don't really talk a lot about, like, street stuff on Ebro in the morning, because I'm not in the streets. I'm on the sidewalk. I'm inside, not outside. However, we all saw the video many years ago at Irving Plaza. The situation between podcaster Tax Stone and rapper Troy Ave. They had some things going on in the streets, whatever. And then anyway, at Irving Plaza, there was some sort of dust up with a gun involved. And based on the video that everybody saw, you saw Troy Ave get the gun from Tax Stone and start trying to defend himself inside the club. Well, they ended up in court yesterday. I guess finally it's this part of the trial, and I guess the trial is against Tax Stone. And Troy Ave went in there to tell his side of the story. And I'm watching on the internet where people are like, ah, Troy Ave, he's a snitch and this and that and what. Yo, what's wrong with y'all, man? Somebody tries to do something to you and you end up having to defend yourself, and to keep yourself out of jail, you go get on the stand to defend yourself? That's what y'all think was supposed to happen? He wasn't supposed to go up there and tell his side of the story? And by the way, and his boy got killed while they were at a concert backstage. I got something for all of y'all.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You're bugged.
All that big Willie talk, hop up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Y'all been on the internet way too long, bro. Way too long you've been on the internet. You've been lied to, and you're an idiot.
I watch a lot of shows. I watch a lot of gangster shows.
Bruh.
Right now, everything is still alleged, true?
I mean, that was what... it's on camera. There's video, Johnny.
Right.
Like, the only part I know is what's on the video and what people have been talking about in the news. Right. I wasn't there, so I don't know. And so maybe there's some inner workings of before they were at the venue or whatever was going on between them that make people believe that, you know, this was brewing. But it took place inside a venue on camera. And my Troy Ave's boy got killed. If that was my boy,
yeah,
that's all. Like, the only lens I could use is if it was me.
It's different.
And we all backstage, and something goes down like that. You absolutely right. I'm on that stand, bro.
I don't think people fundamentally understand what the term even means.
Like, well, because snitch has been, has been bastardized as if just participating in defending yourself in a court of law is snitching. Right. If I'm not involved in your criminality and your criminality bumps into my life and I'm protecting myself, that's not snitching, bro. And just like a lot of people saying on the internet, they be like, yo, the streets is done. Yo, the streets been done. People been working with the cops to put their neighbors in jail. People have been snitching. People, anything to protect themselves forever. And if you don't believe that, I got something else for you.
Congratulations. Like, you played yourself.
Laura Stiles, what you got today?
This is an all man, because, you know, we love this girl. But I guess everyone has a bad day sometimes, you know? Jordan Sparks. So she had a controversial national anthem performance at the Big 12 tournament. And it brought on a firestorm of people giving her the butt for even trying. Let me see. Shawnee, do you have a clip of this performance?
I do.
All right, let's hear it.
So
y'all can stop, man.
Right.
I like Jordan Sparks,
man. You don't want to hear the last note?
You got to hear it.
She hit that. She closed out.
She hit that.
All right.
She closed out.
It was just those two pieces, you know, that were a little...
Struggle bars. just like
know.
That.
I mean... y'all ain't got... So, here's the thing. You can hit the button on Jordan Sparks if you want to, but y'all ain't gonna act like Jordan Sparks can't sing.
No.
That's not what the button has anything to do with.
Yeah, it's just...
But she definitely got out there and played herself.
It's actually... Congratulations. That's what makes
you
it...
You played yourself.
If she couldn't sing, then she did a great job.
Right.
But if you can sing, That would
and
be
you,
the problem.
And you flubbed it.
And that's the one where all, everyone's eyeballs are on you. Like, they expect perfection when you're going to sing the national anthem. So you're just like, ooh, I'm sorry, Jordan. We're going to give you a little.
Well, and the real congrats is you know she could sing it, but she tried to add a little extra sauce and missed them joints.
And the sauce that's the real congrats.
Because if she would have just sang it straight up and down without the extra.
Yeah. With a little riff. She tried to put a little extra.
No.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today, fam?
Well, I mean, this is just an on the line. We don't know yet, but it's a feeling like it could be a congrats. And that is that yesterday, my man Trey Wingo, formerly of ESPN.
Oh, wait. He didn't have the real scoop?
I mean, basically, he went on Twitter yesterday and said, and hearing that Aaron Rodgers to the Jets is a done deal. And everyone started to rejoice as Trey Wingo is a very credible gentleman in football and probably and close with the Rodgers camp. He's got to have the answers. Well, that was now, let's see, 18 hours ago, 19 hours ago. As far as anyone knows, Aaron Rodgers is not yet a Jet. And when you come out there and give the, if you're a connected person and you come out there and give the, I'm hearing it's done, it kind of has to be done.
So wait, so the clock starts. If someone says, yo, I'm hearing it's done, and it ain't done within 24 hours, you getting this?
Congratulations, you played.
Because that sounds like the precedent that you're setting right now.
I think it could actually even be less than that. Because like basically what it's sort of the congrats when you say it, and then the people who are as or more credible than you are not able to then jump in and say it's done, that's when it starts.
Because this isn't what Trey Wingo does. What's the Shams and Woj? This is what they do.
No, that's basketball. This would be
Shefty. Oh, that's basketball.
This would be Shefty.
Shefty, there you go. That guy, Adam.
Yep. And there are a few others, but he's probably the number one guy. And so, yeah, we're just still waiting on an answer. Oh, and the bigger congrats could be the Jets players who started celebrating.
Bless you.
Thank you. You had Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner. Breece Hall.
They were excited.
Oh, they were already tweeting about it. Let's go. We did it. Because they put up a video the other day kind of trying to convince Rodgers to come.
Wait, they begging? The Jets players been begging?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I mean, listen, it's Aaron Rodgers. I get it. I do get it. But, yeah, if this doesn't get done, a lot of people are going to have some cheese on their face. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Excuse me, so what is cheese on the face?
Well, it'd normally be egg on the face, but he's a Green Bay Packer, so it's cheese.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't do it again. Yo, Cass, 197 minutes commercial free, man. So have they fixed hot97.com yet? /top 50. Because people are supposed to be voting. Last week was Biggie Day. We all submitted songs by B.I.G. Went there this morning to see how the voting was going and hit us with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Damn. It was up yesterday.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I checked it out yesterday.
Do you recall who was in the lead or which song was in the lead?
Yeah, I think Juicy was in the lead with 28%. Yeah, I think One More Chance. One More Chance was in second place, and then there was a runoff for third with everybody else.
This just confirms my expectations of voting in this top 50.
Right.
The hits are the hits, guys. However you want to slice it and dice it. Once you turn it over to the fans, they're not picking Warning, bro. They're not picking 10 Crack Commandments.
Warning was doing pretty good.
It's crazy, but it's crazy because those three are actually really close with second place. Like, Juicy is way out in front. Then everything else is 1% to 2% of separation.
Oh, no, no, I'm just saying. Still
but you're right.
It's still Juicy. Just like Nas, If I Ruled the World. But that ain't my favorite Nas song. Well, guess what? T-Bro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Snow's about to take place.
I mean, is it?
Hopefully it ain't too bad. Rosenberg, what'd you read? It was about an inch.
I read less than an inch over the next 24 hours.
That's nothing.
I mean, that's in New York. It's in the five boroughs, but
no. Right, but outside might be different. Cast One, Long Island side of things, they was talking big talk, big snow talk, or nah?
Nah, it's quiet out here, bro. It's really, I think it's north and west of the city that's going to get
yeah,
slapped.
So Jersey foothills and up and all of those things. Y'all be safe, man, on those roads out in Jersey. It's about to start getting interesting. 97 minutes commercial free. Good morning. We're taking a shot at some money to beat the buzzer. 15 minutes away. Money is on the line. Keep it locked. Good morning.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, that's toxic. Problematic.
Good tune, though. Good tune.
I mean, the melody's great. It's catchy. You know, all of that. But, yeah, no, I just, that song comes on, and I'm always like, yo, in a time where so many people are so politically correct, so sensitive, ain't nobody saying nothing about her killing her ex-boyfriend.
That's nope. Still cool.
That's all good, because he probably deserved it.
Of course.
I mean, you know what, though? Can I be real with you? It's sort of like getting upset about it is sort of like crying reverse racism.
Yeah, no, nobody's upset. Cares. It's an interesting study.
Right.
On double standards.
Nobody cares because in real life, women don't kill enough men to even make an impact on the real numbers.
One is too many.
So no one's going to care.
I seen, they got a whole show. It's called Snapped.
Yeah, and every time, doesn't the dude deserve it? That's not even this song. Because doesn't this song, we don't even know that the dude deserves it, right?
Nah, in this song, he just moved on. He just wanted a new relationship. he brought it out.
I'm on my toes every day because all my wife does is watch Snap. I'm on my toes, bro. I'm watching, looking left and right.
Yeah, but now some of those episodes are Snapped. The dude, not most of them, but some. The dude literally just wanted out of the relationship.
Oh, that happens there too?
Yeah, where it's like, yo, maybe he cheated, okay. Maybe he didn't break up or get divorced fast enough. You know, there was a little overlap. But yeah.
Anyway, and it's there's great. Also some wild ones.
Like there's
she's
some wild
doing something
ones.
Disgusting where she just like snaps and is like, you know.
But that's most of the time. That's what Rosenberg's point is. It's usually the dude done created a monster from abuse.
And now hit yourself with the button. Now hit yourself with the you're dead button.
You're out of here. Checking out. T-Bro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. The snow in the city is a nothing burger so far. Let's see what happens throughout the rest of the afternoon. For Manhattan, the outskirts are supposed to get something on the Jersey side of things. And north of the city is what they're saying. So let's see if that actually turns into something. And you could call right now because it's time to beat the buzzer. But first, we sing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo, John, you live north of the city.
I do.
What are they saying about your area?
It's super, super quiet. It's like snooze fest.
Meaning no snow or meaning nobody out? Or
it's
what do you mean?
It's light rain. It's a lot of wind, though. Definitely a lot of wind. Yeah, yeah. I definitely see a tree fell down, like a couple of trees. The The wind is definitely strong.
Producer Griff is reporting from the producer desk that there is a state of emergency already in 5 New Jersey counties.
Oh, really?
Wow. They went state of emergency on that side.
Wow.
Now, John, if you're the right caller right now, what goes down, sir?
Oh, we play Beat the Buzzer.
Okay.
They select a caller will call, and they have a chance to win some money. All they have to do is hear this audio clip. They hear a certain amount of amounts. When they hear a certain amount, they have to stop before they beat the buzzer, before they hear the buzzer. That makes sense. Yeah, sorry
sure,
about that.
Sure, yeah. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, I think it made sense. But anyway, hopefully y'all understand what John was saying. You speak John. quickly over to ESPN's own Rosenberg. What the F is going on with the Boston Celtics? They lost to the Houston Rockets last night.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you, Ebro, for asking me about this.
Ebro's.
I don't know, man. I thought for a second they were just bored. And now they're just in a weird funk. I mean, they won a couple last week. But dang, they lost to Houston last night.
Yeah.
Wow, by 2 points. And that's coming off of 2 wins over the Hawks and the Blazers. But, of course, before that, another 3 losses. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's not what you want right now.
No. Let me put it this way. You don't want it if you're a Celtics fan, but you'd rather have it now than, say, in a month. You hope you're getting
That's what Marcus Smart said. Marcus Smart's position was, listen, going into the playoffs last year, we were on a roll, and then things started to get squirrely in the playoffs. We'd rather have it now, and then we tighten up.
But it is a little scary, and they're going to lose that number one seed. They already did to Milwaukee. So,
yeah, Milwaukee's still getting dubs out here. They beat the Kings last night. How are those Knicks performing there, DJ John?
I mean, they played tonight, so they come off of the win against the L.A. Lakers, so we'll see what happens tonight.
They're playing the old Blazers, the Trailblazers.
Ooh, Dame Little, Dame Dollar.
Dame time. Shout to Puerto Rico. The World Basketball Classic's going on. Big up Puerto Rico with a perfect game, King Lou reports.
Wow.
John, you keeping up with the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, Mets go beat USA.
Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico. Mexico.
That's right.
Yo, Mexico has a black dude playing for them.
Facts.
I was like, yo, I like to see it. Mexico's starting to support their black people finally.
Does that mean that?
I mean, he's on the baseball team, which means he probably came up in Mexico playing baseball, which means that, you know, his family got access to something. Or maybe he just moved down there and his family was already well off, and who knows? Or but nonetheless, really, I love to see it.
Or he's just really good. I mean, I don't know if you want to follow. If you want to follow the treatment of athletes in a country for any sign that people are actually doing better in the country, I would point to America and say there have been lots.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Doesn't mean black people dominate an entire sport and are treated like garbage the second they walk out of the stadium. So who knows?
Who knows? They got Puerto Rico versus DR elimination on Wednesday. That'll be eventful.
Ooh.
That'll be eventful.
Wow.
We got some big – it's a big sports month, man. March Madness is heating up. You know what I mean? When does that kick off? That's this week,
that's
right?
Thursday.
March Madness.
That's Thursday.
Thursday, baby.
Yeah, it's going down. Any of the local New York teams make it in to the tournament? I haven't looked.
Let's see.
Is St. John's in? Is Seton Hall in?
Yeah. Rutgers is not in.
Damn.
St. John's is in.
St. John's is in. Shout out to St. John.
Shout out to Iona. Iona made it in.
Iona. Wow.
Isn't St. John's playing Iona?
It's a big game. We'll get you guys an update. We got Amy on the line. Let's go, Amy. It's time to dash with some cash. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you know how to play Beat the Buzzer?
Oh, no, UConn. I'm sorry.
I believe so, but I hope I get good money.
Yeah, no, we had our first loser yesterday. Waited too long, and the money didn't turn back around. Mm-hmm. So if you hear some money that you like, it's good for you. Make sure you scream stop, okay?
Okay.
Shani's got the tools.
That's right.
It is time for Amy to beat the buzzer.
$300. $325. $375. $200.
$250. $380.
Stop!
There you go.
Oh, woo, man. Cool.
Girl, listen, I was bro, like, take what it, you take was it, doing? Take it.
$380 is yours, Amy. You beat the buzzer.
Oh, my God.
Now, Amy, would you like to see how close you were to losing it all?
Yes.
All right, let's see.
All right.
$400.
Great. Hey, it was about to be a wrap.
Almost.
You took it to the limit.
Good job. Good job, Amy.
Took it to the limit.
She pressed the lock.
Thank you.
Amy, hang on before we have any technical difficulties so we can get your info and get you paid. On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Ice Spice is getting a lot of love from Nicki Minaj, and she's very excited about it. So I'll give you the story next.
Ooh. Playing around with Nicki, though. That means now Ice Spice can't do a collab with Cardi B or Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise, no bueno. We'll talk about it coming up.
This is 50 Cent all over again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they from the same neighborhood. There's something in the water over there.
Queens. Southside, what up?
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Trying to debate if we have this conversation after 8 o'clock. This conversation has been going on behind the scenes for some time on this program, and it's about time that we bring it to the forefront and have this conversation as a family. Shawnee is saying, what do you feel about this conversation, Shawnee?
Well, I mean, it sparked because y'all said it's something in the water in Queens.
I'm saying, what do you feel about the combo? Not why it started today, because it didn't just start today.
Whether it should happen or not?
Yeah. How do you feel about Queens being at the center of a conversation about acting funny?
I don't like this. I don't like the tone of this. I don't like the energy, because Queens doesn't act funny. You know what I'm saying? It's not funny, that which was my first sentiment. It's just, can't hear you, Cass.
Sorry, weird. You mean weird?
Not weird. Queens doesn't act funny in general. It's just we got our own thing.
Okay, how about this? How about this? Are people from Queens more sensitive than people from other boroughs? How about that?
Well, based on what we were saying behind the scenes, in some respects in hip-hop, because Queens is consistently slept on, plus the other boroughs think because it's suburban, that is sweet out in Queens. So there's an element of that on the Jamaica side of Queens that, yo, it's soft out in Queens.
Well, it also goes back, but doesn't this go back to Queens keeps on faking it?
It's a little bit of that too. You know,
but that's what I'm saying. It goes back to a mantra of the five boroughs where Queens was fakers.
Right.
Here go. Like, why would you guys say hip hop started in Queens? Why would you say that?
We didn't say it started in Queens.
Well, you know, that's a lie.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? See? MC Shan was just saying, you know, how he knew it.
Hip hop started out of the park.
It started out of the park. Right. That's how he knew it. That's how he told his story. But anyway, the point is this. Queens.
No, but so now when you think about rappers who have had problems in the game with other rappers, we have 50 Cent, you playing a beat in the back, right, which is notorious for, you know, if he got a problem with you and anybody else collabs with you, then he got a problem with them.
Because Queens.
And now we're about to get into Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Thank you.
Queens a little
where clickish. The topic is Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice.
I mean, we do got the best rappers, though, I'm just saying.
No,
see?
Listen.
There it what? Is.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
It's arrogant.
No, I'm just saying. Flash. I mean, facts is just facts.
All right. So Nicki Minaj showed love to Young Ice Spice. So she went and started following her on Instagram and on Twitter and, you know, left some comments under her IG photo of her Rolling Loud performance. She referenced lyrics from her song Princess Diana, so everybody was rejoicing. But Ice Spice is also has been a huge fan of Nicki Minaj. It's so funny because she went on Twitter and she retweeted an old tweet of her saying, "Oh my God, Nicki just followed me." And she was like, "I'm just practicing." So she was like manifesting it. And then she just retweeted that because she had done that in 2020. So people are excited. They're, of course, they're like, can we see Nicki on a remix to Princess Diana or any of the songs? But
how about you stop being weirdos?
Who's a weirdo?
All fans of people.
Can we please say, finally do the collaboration?
That's what fans do. That's what they do.
In this era, that's what they
do. Well, they're called fans, bro. I mean, you start with what you call them, fanatics. I had Ice Spice on the Ebro show on Apple Music One. You should check it out sometime, some weeks ago, and talking about her inspirations. It was all about Nicki. That's all she wanted to talk about.
I think we have a clip. Let's hear it. Shawnee, do you have it?
1 second.
Yes. Young Ice Spice. She's also on the cover of, I think it's Dazed magazine.
Nicki reposted that cover too on Twitter.
Yeah, she looks great. I'm very excited about Ice Spice.
Well, now we know once Nicki shows love publicly, the countdown is on. But when this whole thing falls apart.
Disrespect. Here we go.
Is there an artist that you patting yourself after, men or women?
The first person that comes to mind genuinely is Nicki. Growing up, she was the girl.
Yeah.
She still is, feel me? Like, she's a big inspo to me.
Other than her success, what is it about Nicki that inspires you?
She a baddie. She the first baddie rapper I seen. How she carries herself, how she talks, how she walks.
And then what about the raps?
She's crazy. Like, you know she a beast.
I mean, she's a very young lady. That's,
yes. It's not the first time she's given Nicki her flowers. She's been celebrating Nicki Minaj and always has shown her love. So it's dope. It's dope.
Now, Rosenberg, you say the countdown is on. What are you saying, sir?
That this is going to be a great, flourishing relationship. Unless Ice Spice cozies up in any way to any of the people Nicki has a problem with, in which case then.
So, like, for instance, let's say Ice Spice is out and about and, you know, they're taking photos and Cardi B happens to be in the same place and people are like, yo, get together, let's take a photo. Mm-hmm.
Then Ice Spice has a problem. Now, a week later, we get a bar and a song where Nicki's like, I don't like my food spicy. I don't even eat spice. You know that's coming. There's going to be some random shade line.
We don't know.
Well, Shawnee, now
your defensive queens don't bother.
We don't know. We don't know.
I mean, at some point, you have to take the historical information you have and put it together.
Evidence would suggest you.
So now, for the audience, what I was saying earlier, this takes us back to the conversations about Queens and people from Queens being sensitive, or as some would say, acting funny. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, being insecure. So after 8, do we take calls
to
regarding
down.
This topic in Queens?
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you know, we just don't want this cloud of what you consider hate and, I mean, funny and weird over Queens. It's just you have to understand it.
Okay, so how about this? Cast One asserted that Queens people think they're better than everyone else. So maybe we just take calls from people from Queens, and if you're from Queens, do you think you're better than everyone else?
Yeah. Do you think you're better than somebody from Harlem, Shawnee?
I mean, we have the better rappers.
See? Do you think you're better than somebody from the Bronx?
We do have the better rappers.
Okay, how about Brooklyn?
That's just rap, though. We have the better rap.
I mean, we're talking about rap, ultimately.
No.
Because outside of that, what does Queens really, push this whole thing?
Every borough's the same.
Yeah. New York. But when it comes to hip-hop, yeah. I'm saying
Did you say outside of rap, what does Queens really have?
Wow.
I'm saying where you see Queens bragging outside of hip hop, outside of this
culture.
What
a Queens representative.
It's the most diverse county in the country.
Yes, but you won't hear just anybody outside of hip hop.
It has the most landmass of any borough in the city.
See? I mean, we big.
Coming to America is the biggest thing out of Queens, baby.
Amazing.
How's everyone else telling you, Shawnee?
No, I'm just saying you won't really hear people outside of hip-hop putting these things out there. though there's so much to put out there. Because Queens is amazing. It's just saying.
Can we also be real, though? Just to be honest, I love giving Shawnee a hard time as much as the next guy. We're not going to pretend like everyone in Harlem and Brooklyn don't think they're the best also.
Oh, for sure.
Cass, you're really from, you and Bronx and Staten Island are the two most modest boroughs. Once you get to Brooklyn, Queens,
but that's,
and Manhattan,
that's why but that's why I get to point out that Queens is just, Queens people are just weird, man. It's just weird.
Why?
See? Listen, there's nothing wrong with being weird, culture. I'm just saying. It's not, it just is.
It's not, it's weird. But see, this is why the problem initially started, because somebody from the Bronx wanted to call out Queens, and this is where the beef started, which is why we now have to put on this extra, because Bronx was hating from the beginning.
And so let's people be honest. From Queens, and so, Shawnee, you're saying people from Queens, and we're specifically talking about Nicki and 50, feel like everybody trying to play them.
Right. People be trying to play Queens out, so you know what I'm saying? We got to let you know what it is.
50 with people trying to play.
All right, well, let me wrap this up. That's your Flash and Life report, man. Jeez. Time is 8:06. Let me see. Today is going to be a little snow. Let's see if it sticks. High of 37 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect.
Only spice.
Yo, keep it locked, man.
You know what? Maybe it's not weird. Maybe the word is socially awkward. That's what it is.
Queens people are socially awkward. Nah. It's not true.
Yo, I guess we got to take some calls. It's going to be a mess. Keep it locked, man. It's Ebro in the morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. It's going to get messy, y'all. But it's a discussion that we've been having off the air for some time. How long, Shawnee, have we been having this discussion?
This has been, I mean, Cass has been hating on Queens for like, I don't know how many years.
Cass?
It feels like Cass spearheads this. It's hate. It's hate.
Let me start this, because this isn't about slighting anyone. This is just about taking the facts as we've been presented them throughout time and drawing conclusions based on what we've seen people do in their own, with their own behavior, their own choices, okay? And it started today, the discussion came up about Queens and people in Queens having problems with other rappers in Queens having problems with other rappers, because we've seen Nicki Minaj have several different issues with other rappers in the game, either because they were mean to her first, she didn't feel accepted by them, right? And or I don't even know the inner workings of some of the more recent issues we hear about with her and rappers. Women rappers in the game. I don't even understand the dynamics of it all. Who started what, who said what, who felt slighted, whatever. But it always has us discussing the fact that Queens rappers tend to keep having problems. 50 Cent, LL Cool J, MC Shan, Nas at times.
Mobb Deep
had some problems.
Yeah, I mean, heavy is the head that wears the crown. You know what I'm saying? See, when you're at the top of the... I'm just saying, when you're at the top...
You mean the crown Biggie wore? That crown?
No, Biggie had...
Go ahead.
Biggie had a crown, you know what I'm saying?
So there's multiple crowns.
But there's several kings in Africa and all that, but we know that Nas has been running this thing for a long time during that Biggie
episode. So I wanted people from Queens to call and either assert, hey, nah, Queens gets along with everybody, and or... Yeah, nah, I'm from Queens and we're just different. Okay? Let us inform us on what the vibes are.
What's in the world?
Shawnee, you being a person from Queens originally, what do you think is the impetus for this?
I think Queens has a natural essence of being a little cliquish, right?
Okay.
And to your point from before, based on hip hop and based on the conflict between
Queens keeps on faking it.
Queens keeps on faking it. Mm-hmm. Nobody in hip hop that's from Queens is ever going to let that happen again. It's never
going to. So there's a chip. There's a chip on the shoulder.
There's a chip on the shoulder. Nobody in hip hop that is successful from Queens is ever going to let that narration take place again.
Listen, or that it could just be animosity. That is a great take from Shawnee, who in this situation turns from Shawnee to when he's defending Queens, he becomes Shawnee Cochran. He is just telling stories. Yo,
look, if Shawnee the glove Cochran don't fit, Cochran. If the glove
Shawnee Cochran don't... is crazy.
Yo, because listen, that concept that the reason, and listen, my lady's from Queens. I love Queens. I'm on board. Always, and I love Queens.
My lady's from Queens. My lady's from Queens.
So y'all see what it is?
We love Queens. The Queens from Queens is a real thing.
Queens from Queens.
The rap thing, though, is not about, I believe, the history of hip-hop and Queens. It's personal.
It's in it.
I mean, that's a tough argument.
Well, I will say this. My lady's from Queens.
She a weirdo?
And when it comes to somebody acting funny, if she even smells a hint of shade.
Yeah.
Like even.
Don't try to play me. Don't try
what?
To.
What?
Yeah, don't try to play me.
I get bruh, that. I see that too.
All bets are off. I'll be like, nothing happened yet. Yeah, but I seen her going in that direction.
See? Because on, the residential side of Queens, because it's about houses and lawns and bushes, people think it's sweet, and it's really not. It's really people from maybe some of the harder boroughs who family wanted a better life. Got a little house, on the inside.
This is exactly my point, right? This mantra that Shawnee's coming with, nobody from the other boroughs is coming with that at all. When have you heard anybody say, I've never said anything bad about Queens. I just said, hey, you guys act weirdly. And this is
That's bad.
No, but this is because this is reaction.
But it's based on y'all having a chip on your shoulder that nobody else is paying attention to.
Exactly.
Weird
that's
could be
the
artistic.
Point.
Weird doesn't necessarily mean bad. Weird could be cool.
I think definitely Cast One means bad. And yeah, I think it's based on the fact that there's a chip on their shoulder. Yeah. And it's like, where is this energy coming from?
Right. Like, hi. I'm like, hey, hi. How are you guys doing? Well, you say hi because I'm from Queens?
No. Relax. See, you got into it fine.
We're going to take your calls. And see how people feel, whether you're from Queens or not from Queens. How you feel about people in Queens. Because clearly, there's something there. We can't act like it's founded in nothingness. There's something there.
We're not taking no little subs.
What do you
want to
say, Rosenberg? You look like
unique. Is this unique to Queens, though, or in every sort of area? Is there an area within that same area that goes, that's where everyone's a weirdo? Is that just sort of what happens?
No. It's probably very common throughout the world.
Now, some of these people, though, some of these cats in hip-hop who we love, have not helped this stigma. You know, 50 literally practically tore the rap game in half, destroying people. Some from Queens, destroying people. Nicki will take your ass out in a second.
Who won it?
You can't even articulate why LL went at Cannabis. Like,
it doesn't make
sense. Why did that even happen?
Because he was talking about the microphone on his arm. Like,
he liked the microphone on his arm.
It probably was disrespectful the way he said it. The tone probably was off.
Yo, y'all remember at the old school hip hop show we did a couple of years ago at Christmas time when LL brought out Cannabis?
Yeah.
Even when he did that, he was still sunning him the whole time, 20 years later.
Oh, my God.
Just to be clear.
Him up from Philadelphia.
Let's go to Noel on the line. Noel's from Brooklyn. Noel, good morning, sir.
Yo, good morning, man. How y'all doing?
Good. Right. We're just trying to have a family discussion about Queens. And why is it that Queens rappers tend to have a little situation with everybody?
Hey, I'm talking about in general here when I speak, and not everybody from Queens is bad, bro. Can't pick out just one apple from the tree, but I'm from Brooklyn, bro, and it's always been like a brother sister thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like the older brother, the little brother, but the little brother always try to like be the bigger brother because they're bigger. So Queens is bigger than Brooklyn in general, but we always had the crown for everything, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it is the borough of the king. you know, the queens want to be kings, and that ain't happening, bro.
Yo, wow.
Wow.
This dude knows.
Wow.
He tapped in.
Very interesting analogy.
Let's go to Anna. Let's go to Anna. Anna got something she want to say. Anna, where are you calling us from?
From the Bronx.
And what would you like to say?
I agree with Cass 1 that Queens people are really socially awkward.
See? I need an example.
Let me ask you a question. What borough is more into Comic-Con than any other borough?
Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Is that Queens?
That's your reference point?
That's Queens. That's all Queens.
Wait, so she's there. So she's like, yo, y'all like wearing costumes and dressing up and going to the Javits.
Yo, hey, Shawnee Cochran, just sit back on that. Well, you don't even need to respond to that. That makes no sense. Yeah. I need to see the statistics on that.
Yeah, she went
I don't know.
Far.
It sounds like she did some research. She talked to her one cousin.
Yeah. My family.
Yeah. So maybe your cousin, with all due respect, maybe your family's just weird.
Let's go to Nicole. Nicole, we're having a family discussion about Queens today because there seems to be some sort of pent-up frustration with people from Queens. Nicole, what do you have to say?
No. How you doing? No, I think it's jealousy. Queens is the best. We choose to stay humble, and y'all don't understand that.
That's right.
Oh, that's a very humble thing to say.
That was a humble brag.
I don't understand how he said queens are behind kings because this international woman's this. You wouldn't be a king if it wasn't for Queens. How about that? You can't even come to New York unless you come through Queens. We got both the airports here. How you gonna do that? We got the tennis court. We got Addison Park with the jazz legends, James Brown, Leonard Cohen, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and that girl from coming to America, she actually lived in Addison Park as well. The Cosby Show, Infamous, Long Island City Compton Studios, that's where they recorded.
Where they actually shot the Cosby Show. Right. Yo, exactly. Nicole had it all lined up. She ready for action. You sure you're not the Queensboro president?
Queensborough president is Donovan Richards, so
Shawnee
is the new Donovan Richards. How about that?
Yo, Shawnee needs to hire her. She has way more information than you.
Yeah, facts, Nicole, for the win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Queens all day. Thank you, Nicole.
Takbir's on the line. Takbir wants to tell us something about Queens. Takbir.
What up? What's going on,
peace,
man?
Sir. How you doing? What would you like to say?
Yo, first we got to get it right. It's Big Queens. We got to put respect on the name.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Queens, man. We hold it down, man. For real, for everything.
That's all you got?
Can you explain? Give us some examples.
Man, like she said, Nicole lined it up and laid it out, man.
She really did.
Salute to Nicole, for real, because everything we do, we got to have a chip on the shoulder, man, because they be throwing jabs from day one. And a lot of people don't realize when you come to what part of Queens. I don't know what part of Queens they go to, but where we from, you come out here, man, it's called the back blocks. You can't come out here talking reckless and crazy like
that's
it's true. Easy like that.
That's true.
Beer putting it on like you can't even do it. Can't even move your eye. You can't even look around too much. Reckless eyeballing too much.
Yeah. Now the back blocks are dangerous. He's right, and that's the but part see, that people always thinking that is soft, but then back blocks.
But see, we're getting away from the point because again. We just said people from Queens are weird. You guys always talking about what you got. Queens people are always talking about what they have. This is what Queens has. This is what we have.
Well, she just had to lay down some bullet points to let you know why Queens is so strong.
Listen, Shawnee, every Queens representative that has called has laid out what Queens has. You've been talking about what Queens has. Oh, we do this, we do that. Guys, we don't care about what you guys have.
I think that's a part of what Cass has been saying is it's right. Like, why are y'all have to prove yourselves so much?
Well, we don't have to. You know what I'm saying? But if you want us to, we have a long list of things that we can prove.
Ah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. Because it was really just you saying that Queens people are weird, and we have to let you know why people move a certain way.
Why you're weird?
No, why we move a certain way.
There you go.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yeah. Word up, son.
You gotta play a little Queens. Big up to Mob Deep.
You know what I mean? Word up, son. And you gotta play that new Nicki Minaj too. Get that on, man. Cause what was it? What'd you say earlier, Rosenberg? It's the countdown until
until everything falls apart. It's gonna be a fun.
But maybe that's not what Nicki's on right now. Maybe she's embracing the young rapper from the BX and she ain't worried about anybody else.
She just did a nice collab with a couple of artists, soca artists too, right? And Patrice Roberts.
Well, that was Trinidadian Love right there. Yeah. Right.
I would just like to point out that on this new Nicki Minaj song, there's a Megan Thee Stallion jab.
Hey.
Queens, baby. We never forget.
For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm still here on hot97.com/top50 trying to vote on the top 50 hip-hop songs of all time. The greatest.
Oh, you're trying to vote?
Yeah. Hit me with the button.
Let me hit you with something.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So it was a big failure today because we're supposed to announce the winner tomorrow, and we put up all Biggie records last week, 10 of them.
We know Juicy's in. That wasn't changing.
So you saw that also, like Casper.
Oh, big. Juicy was always up by like 15 points the whole week.
It's the second place that is in question.
Second place was close. And that was the more fun race because that was the more underground joints.
Right.
Yeah. What were they, Cass? What were the ones that were around 12? Warning?
Definitely One More Chance, Warning. 10 Crack Commandments was up too. And it was one more.
Was Hypnotize around there or no?
Hypnotize was kind of low, actually, which is weird, which I didn't really understand. But
yeah, it kind of goes against our theory.
Right. But 10 Crack Commandments was performing very, very surprisingly and spectacularly.
I mean, Juicy still gets played a lot. Right. I don't know how much Hypnotize still gets played a lot on the radio. I don't hear Hypnotize
on
that
here.
Much.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, for us.
Yeah. Which the songs that you hear that are from the 90s on the radio often, they've been researched ad nauseum to figure out if they're the best of the best.
Which is funny because I would so much rather hear Hypnotize than Mo Money Mo Problems.
Nobody even submitted Mo Money Mo Problems because we didn't even want it. Nobody wanted it to make the top 50.
Right.
Subconsciously, right? Nobody. Right. Yo.
Nobody wanted that. You know what I mean? So, anyway, hopefully at some point today, hot97.com/top50 will start cracking again so you can finish out vote. We'll announce the winner tomorrow, and then we'll submit 10 new songs on Thursday. And it looks like for International or Women's History Month, we're doing all women.
Oh.
For Thursday, wow. Correct?
Let's go.
Is everybody on the page with that?
Okay, no matter the year, just all women.
No matter the year, just pick two records that you think should represent the greatest hip-hop records of all time.
Do you already have a prediction, Ebro? Do you have a prediction already for what is like the guaranteed mainstream joint that would go?
Nicki Minaj, Moment for Life. Monster.
Monster's not her record.
Yeah, it's not, right?
So damn good.
And if Moment for Life goes in, I may resign.
Screw, I like Moment for Life.
As a top 50 rap record of all time?
No.
It's a nice record. It's like, a great overall pop kind of record.
Yeah. Let me think. What else? A Lil' Kim joint. Lil' Kim, maybe Big Mama Thang. Lil' Kim fans are going to come out for that.
Does Bodak Yellow make it?
Ooh, that's a good pick right there.
I knew I didn't
like that itch, Laura Styles from the booth.
I was trying to keep that quiet as a surprise pick. Darn it, Laura.
Oh, really?
Bodak. Bodak's a good one.
What about you and ITY?
I thought of that too.
Right.
It's an important record.
What about the Brat Funkified? Remember the Brat Funkified record?
What? Yes.
I can tell you right now, it's going to get about 8%. What about damn. What about you want to talk about here, Ebro? Here's the one you're forgetting. It's got to be Doo-Wop That Thing or X Factor or one Lauryn Hill.
Lost One. I thought I was thinking Lost One.
I was gonna come with Lost. See, I wasn't. I didn't want to bring up what I was gonna pull up.
I was gonna pull up Lost One.
Yeah. See, because with Lauryn Hill, you want to pull up one of her rap records.
Right.
Lost One is the one.
That's the one.
Although, is that the one for us in real life for mainstream people? Is it Doo-Wop? Is it really the one?
It's right. That thing, yeah. That thing, that thing, that thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, we have the Pioneers. What about Salt and Pepper? Would they, you know what I mean?
I mean,
it's hard. It's hard.
Push It's a Forever Joy. And then one of us is obligated, even though it won't get in.
I like What a Man.
Someone has to bring Cha 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 MC Light to the table.
Another sleeper I was going to bring. No. That or Poor Georgie.
Poor Georgie. Oh, I love Poor Georgie.
How about Take Me Home, Foxy Brown?
I mean, listen, it's not a top 50 rap song, but I love that damn song. Oh, I love that record.
Yeah.
Anyway, Thursday, all ladies for Women's History Month, as we try to break down the greatest 50 hip hop songs of all time. Let's go. The Gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com, our new email. Make sure you tell a friend who's in need. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
Indeed.
To guide you to hold your hand. Shawnee Coulter, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy. Zen, 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 zen.
Zen, zen, zen. Rosenberg, who needs that? Who needs some zenning out there?
Zen, so many people need zenning. You email us, theguru@ebrointhemorning.com. Mm-hmm. theguru@ebrointhemorning.com. Send your emails today as we walk these dogs and represent Roo. And Goo. All right, here we go. This is an interesting one. This email subject is wedding gurus.
I've
been through a few of those.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful people. I never thought I'd write to a radio station for advice.
Hey.
Don't be Ebro. But Rosenberg's wedding guest question resonated with me.
Oh.
And I respect all of your opinions and could use the unbiased feedback. One of my best friends, who is also one of my bridesmaids, has been in an on and off situationship with a man for the last 4 years.
Okay.
During this time, I have only met him one time. And most of the stories I've heard from my friend about him have been less than flattering.
Oh.
Needless to say, I do not care for this man based on the way he has treated her for so long. However, as of 3 weeks ago, he professed his love to my friend and they are now in a, quote, committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I know she plans on bringing him to the wedding.
Okay.
Although she has not asked me, and she knows the way I feel about him. Am I trash like Rosenberg for not wanting her to bring him to my wedding?
Or should I get
over it and be happy for my friend now that she's in a relationship that she's wanted for so long? Thank you all for your input and for everything you do to keep us entertained and informed every day. P.S. Rosenberg, I'm kidding. You're not trash. I'm so happy that you found a wonderful partner, and I wish you and Natalie all the best for your wedding. Mazel tov.
Okay.
He added that part. Did she really write that?
I definitely did not add that. I would have taken my trash. Weirdo Queens ish again. Okay,
Weirdo Queens ish.
I got to tell you guys, I don't know what you're going to say. For me, I think this is actually somewhat tough. I mean, yes, there's an easy answer, which is let it go, let her bring her man, it's all good. Mm-hmm. It's another part of it that is a little weird that you've met this dude once in 4 years.
Well, they were on and off again, so it wasn't even a real thing.
But imagine one of your best friends, Laura, someone who's close enough to be a bridesmaid, even if it was only a situationship, you met once in 4 years? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird, and then I'm going to see you again at my wedding?
And everything I hear about you is you're being a jerk to my friend.
Yeah, but that part is valid. But don't you have to factor in the part of your friend who is like your family, close enough to be a bridesmaid, didn't want to bring this guy around because she knew that it wasn't a real thing. It wasn't, you know, and now it's a real thing. Now this is someone like who has, you know, made a 180 and professed love, and now it's a real relationship, and considering this person is going to be with your one of your bridesmaids, you don't allow this person, you make a stand, you draw a line, no, this person can't come to the wedding. And then this part, your bridesmaid is in a relationship with this person, and then you got to see them again later on.
Ebro just made a really good point.
Now she said that they're serious now. Like, it's a thing. And before, she was only complaining about the bad stuff. Did she ever share the good stuff? Like, you know, there's a reason why she's accepting
There's a reason why, exactly.
You know, his proposal to, like, make it official.
But we don't
it's
know. What
if that bad.
What if the bad stuff was so bad that as a friend, you're like, oh, I do not F with this person and never will.
She don't co-sign him. And that's only based on what you heard. The other thing, too, is it sounds like she's assuming that this will be the date. You might want to have the conversation and say, do you plan on bringing the same one that you've been telling me about? Because I have mixed feelings about him. And you don't have to put a line in the sand to say, if you are, he can't come.
No, and you could even leave it to her and say, hey, listen, you're my bridesmaid. I want you to be happy. If you're sure this is what you want to do, I will rock with it.
Right.
However, if deep down you're still unsure about this thing, don't make me waste money and have this dude in pictures for the rest of my life that I don't need.
Right.
So
because you could be making a huge assumption and she surprised you and bring her sister or somebody else that you're making a bigger deal before you even know the facts.
You know, by the way, this she knows I'm trash. I laugh at the idea that there's a world in which you just get a plus one and bring whatever random person in your life you want to bring to my wedding. Nope.
I mean, somebody could bring their sister.
Even your bridesmaid? Yo, hold on. Even your bridesmaid, bro?
They can't bring.
Like the person that's putting aside their day to help you celebrate. Like, she's
in
a different...
money?
Right, well, she's in a different category than
exactly
a regular person.
And Cass, right. And exactly, and that's why you have to say yes to the boyfriend even if you don't like him. I'm still not just allowing you to bring a random hanger-on her to the wedding. And by the way, you're not even getting to see with them. You guys know how annoying it is to be a bridesmaid or a groomsman? You're literally busy the entire day anyway. Your partner just sits
around
waiting.
Yeah, why are you bringing anybody?
Don't even
you
bring
shouldn't
anybody.
Even bring anybody.
So
your job is to be up under the bride and helping the bride the whole time. You don't even get to hang with your person. And if your person that you bring don't know nobody else, that person's
exactly.
sitting up by themselves the whole time.
And everyone's going, that's the jerk boyfriend we've heard about. Oh, that guy? He looks like a weirdo. Wonder if he's from Queens.
I knew you was going there again.
I was going to ask you if she was from Queens. But anyway.
They're not from Queens. But definitely have the conversation, right?
Right,
and
right.
Make sure, and then express your feelings. I feel a way if it's the dude that you've been saying bad things about for 4 years.
Yeah.
But I do think you have to leave it to her, though. I think you have to say, hey, if it really means the world to you. If she was a random guest, I'd say bump that. Don't give him a plus one if you don't want to. But she's a bridesmaid. I think you have to ask her and respect it if it's what she wants.
Yo, this is why I hate weddings, man.
Ugh.
This is why I hate the whole thing. It's so high school. Mm-hmm. It's so like, oh, this person can come, but this person can't come, and make sure you're wearing this color and when our photos. And shut up.
Well, yeah. Let's see.
Oh, it is what it is,
keep
man.
Ebro, right. Keep that
oh,
same
I'm
energy,
keep that energy. Oh, I'm yo, if y'all hear about a wedding, the energy will be kept.
No, no.
Believe it.
No,
it's already been established, by the way.
No. You may keep it. You may say it to us. You're not going to be saying it to her when she's dealing with it.
It's already
like
been said. Already been said.
So hold on. So
leave
real
me
quick.
Out of it.
So you're telling
I don't want
us.
No parts. Here's the number. Work within the number. Leave me alone.
Okay. Okay,
she's
I can
not
see
you. Leave
do,
you
I can
alone,
see,
but I get you.
But yeah, she's
absolutely not leaving me alone. Absolutely not leaving me alone.
No, it's
of
impossible.
Of course not. But anyway, I hope this helps. And at the end of the day, just have that conversation with your bridesmaid. And we all feel like at the end, you should probably just make it her choice. All right. So say there the gurus.
Go. Nice.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. No weakness.
Ew. Call right now if you want to dash with some cash. If you want to beat the buzzer. Call right now. Be the right caller, and you can get some money. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, what's up?
Oh, this is really cool, guys. Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know what major star is going to be in this new Dennis Rodman film. I'll give you the details coming up next.
Huh? Eh?
I know. Wait. Just wait.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I maintain this is the most random sample we've had in the culture for some time. Even though it works.
Tony Braxton, Braxton, Dark Child, finesse.
Yeah, like later in her career, Tony Braxton single was just not on my list. And it works so well. It's fire.
Man. Well, I think this is why the record's been so successful, right? Like, it's just the flip.
It's familiar enough. It's not like you still hear that song every day.
Right, but you even hear her ad lib is in still in the track.
Oh,
well, I didn't need your rendition of it. We could have just listened to it.
Fine.
just saying.
You don't deserve my rendition.
So, Flashing Lights first and then Dash with some cash.
Sure,
what you guys want to do?
Yeah,
yeah. You like that order, Laura Stiles?
I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
All right, let's go. Flashing Lights right now, Laura Stiles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles comes through your soul.
So Jonathan Majors is starring as Dennis Rodman in a film about the infamous 48 Hours in Vegas. So Dennis Rodman is actually one of the executive producers, and he confirmed the news by posting a clip of Jonathan discussing the upcoming film with the Associated Press. But I think this is going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm with it.
No?
No, I'm interested. Hey.
Wasn't those 48 hours in Vegas crazy?
Well, we didn't really know what was going on at the time. It's a story that's kind of become really known recently.
Yeah, so since the, what was the thing called on ESPN since Jordan's
Last Dance.
Last Dance, yeah.
Yeah, it's become a really big thing. I think all of us, Laura, like sports fans... Like, you remember Dennis Rodman one way. We probably remember him in a different way. Right. Whenever we hear these movies, I feel like, about very relatively recent events, everyone's always like, okay, let's see how it goes. You know, like, Dennis is such a character. It can be hard to have someone then play that person. Like, Dennis Rodman still looks like Dennis Rodman right now. It's tough. But I'm curious.
The movie I'm surprised isn't getting the coverage I thought it would when I saw the trailer was the movie about Phil Knight and the Nike and the Jordan shoe. It's
supposed to be really good too.
With Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Facts. Yeah, I saw the trailer and it looked
saw the trailer and I was like, yo.
Wait, is it out yet?
I don't know if it we don't even know.
No, the movie's not out yet. Out. Okay. Just the trailer.
But the illest part is the fact that they don't even try to. It doesn't seem like from the trailer. It feels like it's just about Phil Knight, you know, the guy who brought the idea to Phil Knight at Nike, and Jordan's parents. It doesn't even feel like Michael Jordan's in it.
He is. I think he has some part in it. But, yeah, it's not about – it definitely is not about – it's not a Michael Jordan story, it seems.
Right. It's a shoe story.
Right. And then it's in that same vein. I saw a trailer this week, I think on HBO – for, Laura, you probably like this, some behind-the-scenes movie about Nintendo and Game Boy and how that changed the entire game.
Ooh.
And, like, all the, like, international political politics, all the political plays that were behind it. It looked that's a new theme, it seems like, in movies or, like, these old business, these 80s business stories that we didn't ever know.
Well, I think it's built on the success of movies like, what was that movie, Boiler Room, or even Wolf of Wall Street, or... the big Short, you know what I mean?
What about the Facebook movie?
Facebook movie. All of the kind of story, or even the Steve Jobs movie.
Oh, yeah.
For that matter.
Yeah. Well, That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:52. Today we have a high of 37 degrees, some snow throughout the day. Alternate side parking is in effect, and it's time for some money.
Yeah, man. Money time. We got Krishna Lee on the phone. Krishna Lee is ready to dash with some cash. Good morning, Krishna Lee.
Good morning, I-97. How are you guys?
We are blessed, and thank you for joining the program to get paid. Thank you for listening. Do you know how to beat the buzzer?
I do. I've been listening for a couple of weeks now.
All right, here we go now. All right, Krishna Lee. Remember, don't get greedy, man. We had our first loser yesterday, so I'm stressed out when y'all be waiting too long. So, Shani, you ready on your side?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go now. It is time for Krishna Lee to beat the buzzer.
$300.
Wow. She ain't playing no games. Krishna Lee can't get paid. $300. Hey, listen, she's not playing. There you go. Krishna Lee got $300. You want to hear how high it was going or where this was going next?
Yeah, I do.
$325. $375.
All right.
$200. $250. $380.
Oh, that's like all around.
$400.
Oh, wow. Hey,
not
listen.
Bad.
You still got 300, though. You did good. You did good off the top.
Yeah, I have 300 more that I didn't have.
There you have it. And all you had to do was call the radio station and hang out with your people.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Got paid. Hang on. We want to get you paid. We appreciate you too, love. Have a great day. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is coming at 12 o'clock. Keep it locked.
What's up? It's your girl, Billie B, straight out of Brooklyn. Check out my episode of 4 Minutes of Fire.
4 Minutes of Fire.
Okay.
New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Billie. Love. Roses are red, bitch, I'm Big Billie Blue. I be on my shit, give a fuck about you. Watch how I move, got these bitches confused. They can't step how I step, they can't do what I do. Riding my dick, but you ain't making payments.
4 Minutes of Fire, a Hot 97 podcast.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.